First up, we have CRISPR-X, a new CRISPR technology that can be used to generate point mutations in a target DNA sequence. Directed evolution is an important method for protein engineering, but it can be difficult to generate enough variation in a native genomic context to find useful mutants. CRISPR-X, a new system from Michael Bosick's lab, overcomes this obstacle. In this system, dCas9 recruits a gRNA with MS2 hairpin binding sites, which then bind to an MS2-fused hyperactive variant of activation-induced cytidine deaminase, or ADE. ADE normally mediates somatic hypermutation to generate diverse antibodies, but in the CRISPR-X system, a mutant version of ADE produces single base pair changes at each gRNA-specified target locus. Within the editing window minus 50 to plus 50 base pairs from the PAM site, CRISPR-X produces point mutations at a rate of up to 1 per 500 to 1 per 1,000 base pairs. By comparison, the DNA replication error rate is 1 per 1 billion base pairs. Unlike wild-type Cas9, CRISPR-X produces few indels and instead creates diverse localized point mutations. As a proof of concept, Hess and co-workers successfully evolved the wild-type GFP to EGFP using CRISPR-X and subsequent FACS sorting. They also mutagenized proteasome subunit PSMB5 to find mechanisms of resistance to a proteasome inhibitor. CRISPR-X identified both previously characterized and novel mutants. Hess and co-workers envision CRISPR-X as not only a protein engineering tool, but also as a way to characterize and engineer promoters, enhancers, and other regulatory elements.